Christ is among us, speaking to the Greek philosophers of the Areopagus in Athens, St. Paul told them that God is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being. When God revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush, Moses asked Him, "What is your name?" Then God said to Moses, "I am who I am," or in Hebrew, Yahweh, or in Greek, Hon, meaning the one who is, the existence, the being. We live and move and have our being in Him because He is the being, the one who exists and keeps everything into existence. So many times God told us of His nearness to us, but we refused to listen to His word and wanted to keep Him in heaven. Therefore, the Son and Word of God, through whom everything was made, became flesh and dwelt among us. And He revealed to us that even if His kingdom is not of this world, it is at hand and within us. When He ascended into heaven, He took us with Him because He took our human nature and our human body with Him at the right hand of God the Father. Before His ascension, He promised that He would be with us always, even to the end of the age. Indeed, as He had promised, the Son of God prayed God the Father, and 10 days after the Lord's ascension into heaven, God the Father gave us another Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who may abide with us forever. As we acknowledge when we start to pray, the Holy Spirit of God is everywhere present and fulfilling all things. Therefore, the Son of God became one with us and with His creation to make us and His creation one with Him. The Holy Spirit of God was poured upon us and upon the whole creation to bring everyone and everything into communion with God. God wants us, as St. Peter says in his second letter, to be partakers of the divine nature. Then, if God is so close to us, why is it so hard for us to become one with Him? Because, as the Lord says in the Gospel of John, we love darkness rather than the light, because our deeds are evil. Or, as St. John the Evangelist would say in his first letter, because we love the world and the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of this world. So, how could we be healed of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, so that we could become one with God? About this, we will start talking, God willing, in a future message. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sicco.